Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey, friend, welcome to this episode on From Head to Heart. Today, we're going to be talking specifically about how to heal your soul. And if you have read my book, Face Off with Your Feelings, you know that I go in depth in what your soul is, that we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. But to give you a quick explanation, our soul is really our mind, our will, and our emotions. And today is just about this biblical guide to really learn about healing. Now, of course, I can't touch on everything in this short episode, so you can join me inside of my spiritual growth framework course, or go ahead and start with my book, Face Off with Your Feelings. Either way, you can't go wrong, but each resource brings you to a new level. So again, I go more in depth inside of both of my book and my course. But most importantly, I want you to know that healing your soul, this isn't just about like a project. You're a person. And I want you to remember that, is that often when we pursue healing or we are talking with somebody or therapy or whatever it is, we kind of go in with, I need to fix myself. I need to figure out what's wrong and make it right. But what happens is that we really start to get away from God in those situations most of the time because we're trying through our own effort and we're doing all we can do to heal our soul. So we really want to get in the habit of welcoming God's presence into our pain. We cannot heal without the healer. And there are practices, which, you know, if you've been around this podcast for any length of time, in little sidebar, make sure you hit follow so that you always get updated on all the episodes. But if you followed here for any length of time, you know that I give you practical advice alongside of the base of scripture. I'm all about practical, but it's not just about effort. We have to know and understand that transformation comes from the Spirit. But I want to ask you a few questions. Do you ever feel like someone's telling you how to feel, right? Do you ever feel like someone is expecting you to be one way? Do you ever feel like what you're trying to communicate is just a burden? Do you ever feel like no matter how hard you try to communicate, it feels like no one hears you, or if you're speaking another language? Do you ever question if maybe it's just you? I know for myself, I can't answer those questions honestly. And I can say yes. When I want to talk in a deep sense about something that I'm going through, I often wrestle with feeling like a burden or feeling as though somebody is going to judge me as being immature. And I've had to work through that. So it's really the pain through the years that I recognize, will someone genuinely care about me and take the time to listen to me? And I had to properly dig that up so that I could properly bury it, so that I could really begin to heal my soul. I think when we think about, okay, what does it mean though to heal, right? What does it mean to heal our soul? I think beginning to understand how important the renewing process is, and I don't want these phrases to just kind of go in our ear and out the other because we hear it so much. Renew our mind, renew our mind, renew our mind. I get it. I remember hearing that so many times and I just wanted to scream. But it really wasn't until I understood, which is why I go in depth in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, and inside of my course, how to do this and why we do this. Because for me, it was about practical. And I am the type of learner where if I don't understand something, I don't retain it, which is probably like most people, but a lot of people can read and recite what they've just read. But for me, if I don't understand what I'm reading, I can't even recite it back to you. So I have to really understand on a personal level, the scripture, what it means. And so what does that look like for me to heal? And it was meaning for me to recognize our weakness, to honor the past, to continue to walk through the pain with courage and wisdom. And again, I discuss this in great lengths inside of my spiritual growth framework course. And so if you, this is something that you wrestle with, or if you're just overwhelmed by your feelings, join us inside. But what does God really say about this? I used to ask myself, why do I continue to ignore what's happening inside of me? Why am I numbing my pain and pretending I'm okay? Raise your hand if you've ever just pretended, or you have no idea that you're not okay because you're afraid to address the issues that are actually the root of what's going on. In Luke 43, 44, it says, "For a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit." When I actually started writing my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, this was a huge part of the book because the Lord had given me this image of this tree and our feelings and how it affects our life. And we really need to get to the root of the issue and not keep addressing the leaves in our life, which is really the fruit. We often try to pick the fruit, rip off the fruit, but we never actually address the root. So let me just take you through this and what this kind of looks like to me. Whether the tree produces really good fruit or not, the tree is still known by its fruit, right? We are known by our fruit. So you'll often see actually in scripture many times where the word actually addresses us as trees. So this is no shock actually that when we see this in scripture, that for every tree is known by its own fruit, we are often, again, like I said, resemble trees, and we see it from the garden. We see it from in Psalms, it often talks about trees. And so this is no exception. This is where we just get to ask, what kind of fruit am I producing in my life? When we think of a tree, we know dirt and food, right? It's fertilizer and light, which is the food for the tree, are required for the tree to live and survive. Much like God's word is required for us to live a righteous and holy life. So as a tree gets older, the deeper and the bigger the roots get most of the time. I'm not a tree person. I don't know all the rules, but most of the time as the tree, right, as anything that we plant starts off with very small roots. And then as time goes by, they get bigger, they get longer, they take up more space, and the branches of the tree begin to grow. So when we're standing next to a tree, depending on the tree, we just can't observe how deep the roots grow. And this is really in relation to healing our soul. This is the part that matters, is that the tree has its own roots in the ground, the trunk for support, and the branches that hold the leaves. We can tell what kind of fruit the tree will carry with everything we can see about the tree. Although we may not be able to tell a fruit of a person by looking at them, we can tell by the words they speak, what is happening in their lives, what they are experiencing consistently, and their actions. Those are the fruit. So we can't see what's going on inside of them. Just like when we're standing next to a tree, we cannot see how deep those roots grow, or how deep those roots go, or how they grow. Let's just be honest. But the reality is that we are very much like this when we're confronting people, when we're walking with people in their life. So when we're young, our memories, our experiences, our traumas are minimal, much like a newly planted tree. The roots of a young tree are similar. They're not fully developed or have the strength that they will in 10 years. So years go by for the tree to mature. Our childhood helps us form many of the viewpoints that we really carry into adulthood. How we grew up, were treated, were spoken to, really began to shape so much of how we act, talk, and live as adults in this world. Now, those memories, experiences, and traumas become the thoughts that we think. They can form our identity and the base of who we are. When we think of a tree trunk, we think of a sturdy, strong base for the tree to grow and blossom. Our thoughts and experiences are the base. They determine whether we blossom, how we blossom, and the fruit that we bear. As we get older, much like a tree, our base gets bigger. We have more thoughts, more life experiences, and things continue to grow, which also can deepen our roots. So our thoughts determine the emotions we feel. Trees have many branches, and I want you to think of these branches representing the many different emotions we can feel based on our thoughts. Okay. The more we begin to have, the more we will begin to experience them in reality. Now you have the branches, and now you have those kind of those smaller branches that stem off the main branches. Those ones, I want you to think about the emotions and how they begin to affect every area of our life. Those little branches extending off those main branches, now they become to multiply. Those little branches represent the different areas of our life affected by our emotions, whether good or bad. If that felt a little overwhelming, pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, or if you want more in-depth, more personal coaching, join us inside of the Spiritual Growth Framework course so that I can answer your questions on a personal level. Or if you love reading, start with the book first. But this goes into great depth and length. There's a whole chapter dedicated to this. Now you're probably wondering, how do I actually begin to heal, right? Because I love to talk about how we get to that place, which is why I talked about the tree. But most importantly, let's talk about just three different ways we can actually begin to heal from a scripture, from a biblical perspective. We want to start to welcome what happened. For too long, I think we ignore and we just suppress what is happening inside of us, which is why we respond the way that we do with what is happening around us. Colossians 3, 12 through 14 says, "Put on then as chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if any has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all, put on these love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony." When we're healing our soul, we want to be kind and gentle with our pain. What does it look like to clothe ourselves? I love this because it says to put on. Other translations say to clothe yourselves with kindness, humility, meekness, patience. And then it also goes on to really address and connect forgiveness, which also stems from healing, right? We want it when we're healing. Forgiveness is a huge part of that. But most importantly, love. Are we putting on love as we walk through our pain? So what does that look like? Number two, what do you do with the pain when it comes? This will take time and you just can't do it alone. This will take really continued obedience to God's word and surrendering all the feelings that you have at Jesus' feet. The more honest that we can be with Jesus, the more honest that we can be with ourselves, the more we experience healing. We can just be honest. We don't have to lie. We don't have to pretend. We don't have to ignore. But apart from the vine, which is Jesus, we cannot bear fruit in his name. So we cannot do this by our efforts, like I opened up in this episode with. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit within us, when we walk with him and we partner and we're honest and we walk in humility, that we can then walk in healing. Our flesh doesn't produce fruit. The Spirit in us does. The third thing. Keep showing up in the hurt when you want to shut down. Everything in you is going to tell you to run away, to shut down, basically cause you to get angry, because that is your defense mechanism. We do that so no one gets close. We do that out of our own pride because we're like, nobody cares. Why am I doing this anyways? And so We do that though most of the time because we are hurt. And so when we have this, when you see people that have a chip on our shoulders, because I was somebody that had a chip on my shoulders, when we see that, when we see them constantly responding in anger, a lot of the times it's a defense mechanism to the pain that they're really feeling, and they don't know how to process it in a very healthy way, or that they feel like they're constantly in defense. Or maybe you have felt like this, like nobody understands you. And so you're just constantly yelling almost to feel heard. There's more into that, but that's just kind of a little, you know, basic point that I wanted to really articulate. The last thing we, our bodies, will want to do is heal our souls, because the most primitive part of our brain, which is survival, will want us to go back to what is familiar and what has been, it has been through before. So to keep showing up is to live in the tension and to begin to get comfortable in the uncomfortable feelings. Keep showing up. When we want to heal, start to welcome what happened. What do you do when the pain comes? This is important. That's step two. Number three, we got to keep showing up when we want to shut down. This is how we really begin to heal our soul. It starts with understanding, but then it goes into practical practice every single day with intention. Are we going to get it right all the time? Are we supposed to think about it 24/7? No, because we all have a window of tolerance. But I talk about this again. Pick up my book, Face Up With Your Feelings, or join us inside of the Spiritual Growth Framework course. And you also have heard from a student of mine, and I'll make sure I will link that so that you can hear her own testimony, how she went from overwhelmed feelings to especially overwhelmed feelings of anxiety, I should say, to finally feel like she's living again. And we did that together inside of the course. And a lot of that comes with the fear and the worry and the feelings of abandonment and loneliness. And I want to walk through that with you. So head to the link below, make sure you join us, sign up, but most importantly, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wished I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework. A framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes. But it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God? A place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved. A place where you feel like you didn't have to hide. Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table, but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started. And I'll see you there, friend.